This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
So when we see somebody in sin, I mean, I think about the times I've been and talked to people, men and women. I mean, I think about this young couple that was in my Sunday school class years ago, and they were there just regulars they could be and had two beautiful little girls, you know, so and so. I don't know how old they were. And then one Sunday, they're not there. They'd been there every Sunday, and they're not there. Well, I thought they're out of town for something. But the next Sunday, they're not there, and about the third Sunday, they're not there. I thought, well, I better call. I called, and she said, Thurman, we will probably not be back. I said, what do you mean? She said, my husband's filing for a divorce. I said, do you know where he's at? She said, yes. So I said, will you give me the number? She said, yes. So I went to see him. And I went into his little apartment where he was living by himself. And I said, your wife tells me that you have filed for a divorce. What's wrong? I said, you got such a beautiful wife and two beautiful little daughters. He said, well, I was out here at a place of business the other day, and the girl that I was loved in high school walked in and said, I was madly in love with her, and said she was my sweetheart, and I was engaged to her, and then I got called off into the Vietnam War. And so he said, I went to the war for a short while, and then when I came back, she had married another man. She didn't love him very much, did she? She didn't wait. While he's gone, she married another guy. And so he said, on the rebound, I started going with this other girl that I like second best. And so said, I thought, well, I'll just ask her to marry me. And she did. And so said, we've been married, 10 years. But said, I met this girl the other day and said, I asked her what happened. And she said, well, she's divorced from her husband. And so we got to talking and got real friendly. And the next thing I know, we went to dinner. And then I just decided, hey, this is my original sweetheart that I loved with all my heart. So he said, I asked her if she would be had ever considered marrying me since we were engaged one time. And she said, oh, yes, I'd love to marry you. So now he's found out that she will love to marry him, so he goes and files for divorce with his wife. And I told him, I said, you know, you're sinning. He said, oh, no, Thurman. He said, we prayed about this. I said, you and the woman you're going to marry prayed about getting married, and you're already married with two daughters? He said, oh, yeah, and we believe God, it's God's will for us to get married. I said, let me tell you, the God that answered that prayer was not God the Father, but that was the devil of hell. I said, now, if you divorce your wife and marry this woman, I'm going to guarantee you're going to have problems, lots of them. And I said, it's going to destroy your two young girls, to a degree. Because daddy is literally going to run off and leave them. I said, you don't want to go there. But guess what? He didn't listen to me. What was drawing him off? His own lustful desires. He was being tempted by the flesh. And he could care less what the Word of God says. He's not going to be obedient to the Word. When he said, I do to that woman, he committed himself to that woman forever. And she was a beautiful girl. Right out of high school. I mean, she was only like 20, 21 years old when he married her. And then they had these two beautiful little daughters. And everything went great. until his lust drew him off with that original sweetheart. And his life has been hell on earth ever since. And I think about another man that I know back in my old hometown. He had a woman that she was a beautiful woman. And she got sick in her later years. And he was always a healthy guy. And he'd tell her, you know, I mean, they were Christian but didn't know nothing about the Word of God, really. And when she got sick, and he took her to the doctor, and they did everything the doctor knew to do, and they said, you know, she's probably never going to gain her strength back. He said, you know, I'm not going to be married to a woman. That can't be a woman. I'm going to divorce her. He really loved her, didn't he? I was really amazed at how it impacted Cheryl yesterday when she's driving around the road with that dog, you know, and she's talking to me on the cell phone, and I said, where are you, honey? She said, well, we're just almost to the little house. I thought she was at the little house, and then all of a sudden, I heard her say, oh, my gosh, and the phone went dead and everything else. I thought, good grief, she fell and hurt herself something. She just fell out of the car or something. Man, I was in the ministry center. I dropped everything. I ran over to her. She ain't there. I get there, and I turn the lights out in the garage. She's not. I said, where is she? I mean, she's not on the phone. I'm almost in a panic. Lord, where is she? And then I saw lights coming up the road, and it was her. And then I found out it's a silly little dog fell out of the window. Why not anybody fell out of the window? It was a dog. But let me tell you, that dog did as much to her as she did to me. See, I ran over to get her because I thought she fell down. And it impressed her that I thought that much of her. I said, well, after all, honey, I do love you, you know. Not much, but a little. Whenever you do something, I mean, she was so excited about that little dog falling out that window because her and Angel have been through 11 years together. And so that little dog means everything to her. So when she saw her falling out that window, she was doing everything to stop that car because she didn't want to run over her. And that was what she thought she might do. So the Lord says here, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one converts him, you shall save him from death. Now, this man that I was just telling you about that had the wife that got sick and he divorced her and he married a much younger woman. Just almost immediately, he ran into a much younger woman that's healthy as a bull ox. Her husband had died and she was a healthy woman. And he made the statement to several people, said, I will never be married to a woman that can't be a woman. So he said, I'm divorcing my wife and I'm marrying this young, healthy one. He married that woman, and in 30 days, that woman became an invalid. Isn't that amazing how things just happen? And last time I checked, he was still married to her and he was taking care of her, but she certainly couldn't be a wife and a woman to him. God shall not be mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. So don't get rid of a woman that you married and you made a commitment to because she can't do what you think she ought to do. Because you know what? The other woman got well. Wow. Yes. I heard some woman back there say yes. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? You know, if we only knew what prayer could do, right? If we only knew what prayer could do when the devil comes upon one of us, instead of yielding to our lust and being drawn off by our own lust and tempted by the things of the world, if we would take the Word of God and come against the forces of darkness and come against that devil, we could be awesome in the church. We could see everybody change. We could see our mates change, our husbands, our wives, our children. We could have divine health in the church and all of us could be an awesome entity because if we see anyone that's in the church, we see one of us err from the truth, just a little bit, we should go and sit down and talk with them. Of course, that's what I do every day, all day long. That's what I do now almost every day, is meet with people and from this book show them where they've missed it. And when they turn from their ways, what does it say? Let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. You know how much fun it is when we meet with people and talk with them and get them totally transformed in the Word and see somebody that's sick and afflicted or technically terminal. And like the young man, I can't even remember his name. He came, well, actually, he didn't come here for a while. He got to feeling bad. And best I remember, he was about 40. And he got to feeling bad. Well, even if you're a Christian, when you get to feeling bad, what is the first thing the average Christian does when you get feeling bad? Go to the doctor. Absolutely. That's exactly what he did. He goes to the doctor. The doctor runs some tests on him. And they say, you have a very, very rapid growing disease, which is terminal, and you only have 3 or 4 weeks left to live. So he was from Tennessee. So he believed the doctor's report. He gets in his car and drives to Tennessee and buys him a burial spot. You know, 40 years old or about that, and makes arrangements with an undertaker to do his funeral. And somebody ran into up there, handed him a DVD. And it said on it, the Living Savior Ministries. He said, you need to go listen to this. The guy came and listened to the DVD. He came back to Dallas, come to a healing school, repented of his sins. I kicked the devil out of him. And 3 months later, he was back at another healing school, praising God, back at work, totally, completely healed. And he said, I'm going to live to be an old man. Ain't that awesome? See, now that's why we do what we do. That's why we do what we do here. When Benjamin says, our prayers are direct to the throne of God from here, that's what we try to keep them tuned in, direct to the throne. Right, Benjamin? So when we pray and we hear all these praise reports, that's what we want. So we got to realize we got to not err from the truth. We got to not be drawn off. Because look after it says in verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. It says in verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So if it's good, where's it coming from? From the Lord. If it's stealing, killing, and destroying, where's it coming from? That cotton-picking enemy that we all hate so much.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.